Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
On that European court ruling against the teachers, I'm looking at a tweet here saying teachers and their unions voted for this to save the pay of older teachers. It now suits them to have it back as before. 51551 for your texts, todaysor at rte.ie for your emails, and at todaysor is our Twitter handle. Family courts have been flagged as the most aggressive place to practice law. According to a new survey, over half of barristers have experienced threats and aggression through the course of their work. With me now in studio for more on this are Micheál O'Higgins, Bar Council of Ireland President, and Rachel Baldwin, a family law barrister. Good morning to you both. Thank you indeed for coming in. Rachel, you are at the coalface of this. What kind of experiences have you had to endure?
Well, I suppose personal experiences, which I've been asked of recently. I had one incident before Christmas where I was actually pushed down the stairs by an individual who wasn't very happy with the outcome of a case. And I don't know if it was instinct that kicked in, because I run up and down the stairs in Dolphin House on a daily basis. But I did grab the banister on that particular day. I've also been followed out of the court, again, by an individual who wasn't very happy with the outcome of his case.
Did you do anything about those? I mean, like, clearly there was an assault in the first instance, intimidation the second. Did you go to the guards?
Unfortunately, and Micheál can talk to the survey that we did recently in work, but I think less than 7%, I think the statistic is, have reported these incidents. And unfortunately, they are, I'm not going to say a daily occurrence, but certainly they happen quite a lot.
Yeah, I'll come back to you in a minute or two, just talk about the atmosphere in the courtroom. Yes. And what might be done there. But to turn to you, Micheál, Bar Council President, about this survey, tell us a bit more.
I'd love to enjoy the accolade of president, but I'm only the chairman, unfortunately, Sean.
I beg your pardon.
Not at all, but just dealing with your question, in the wake of a serious incident that occurred in before Christmas, in a family court in Phoenix House in Dublin, the council undertook a survey amongst its members, and there was a particularly strong take-up on that, which was the first thing we noted. And the survey sought a response to get an idea of what level of if there was aggression or threats or violence or such experiences experienced by members now in their careers, not on a daily basis. And the response, broadly speaking, was that approximately 53% said they had experienced either aggression or abuse or threats, and that was whether in person or in social media or by way of text. And another thing that we found interesting was that the breakdown of the areas where such abuse or violence was experienced was that on the family law side, 44%, the criminal law side, 36%, debt or repossession cases, which are also a motive, 32%, and childcare, 12%. And I think it's no coincidence that each of those areas is an area where the stakes are high for the people involved, for the clients who are having to go to court, which is a stressful experience to start with, before you deal with the situation of inadequate consultation facilities.
I suppose, Rachel, in family law cases, I mean, you don't really get matters being settled on the steps as readily as you might say in other kinds of legal tangles. And as Micheál is suggesting, I mean, there can be a lot of emotion invested in what's going on.
Well, that's it. Obviously, as Micheál pointed out, going to court in any event, giving evidence can be a very stressful or daunting experience. And then when you add in children to the mix, which obviously in family law cases, a lot of the applications deal with children, also possible domestic violence situations. So it is, as you said, highly emotive. And then if I could just go to the Dolphin House, where the family district court is in Dublin. I mean, you have a reception area which is very cramped. There's 8 consultation rooms in the building, and there can be anywhere between 40 and 80 cases in any one day. You could be trying to talk to your client or have a consultation with them in the reception area, which is, as I said, highly cramped, and the other side is mere yards away. So the facilities need to be drastically improved, and they're just not sufficient.
Yeah, and what about in the courtroom itself? Is that cramped as well?
Well, I suppose there's a call over at the start where all cases in that particular court are dealt with, but because they're in private or in camera proceedings, everyone then has to go back down to the reception area. So you're, again, very close to the person where, you know, an ex-partner or a current partner might be the case. And again, children, domestic violence, situations. So it can be a very daunting and very difficult situation for court users and litigants.
Yeah, and I know, Micheál, that there was a serious security incident in the family court complex in Phoenix House in Dublin last month.
Yes.
And following that, security scanners and extra Gardaí were put in place. Now, might we see similar measures in Dolphin House? Is that what's needed?
It's quite possible, Sean. The council has made a number of suggestions to the court service, who in fairness are acting in a proactive fashion on this issue, and have already arranged for a security screening to be present in Phoenix House, which is the family courts in Dublin, as well as Dolphin House. Measures have yet to be put in place in the same way, but that's in train, we understand. In addition, we're very anxious that necessary measures would be taken all around the country where this is also a problem. And in addition to that, what we're doing is we're suggesting that there be an on-foot of feedback from the survey because of the lack of facilities, which is something which is referenced by a lot of the people who responded to the survey. We're asking that there be greater resources attributed to the provision of proper consultation rooms for clients who have a very stressful situation already before you deal with any element of aggression. They're coming to court to deal with an injustice that has occurred in their life, or perhaps they've suffered a serious car crash, or whatever their particular concern might be. They need to be treated properly with respect and given proper facilities, and that is something the Bar Council is very anxious should be put in place.
Rachel, you told us about the effort to push you down the stairs. You were pushed down the stairs in Dolphin House and then somebody coming to follow you. What other kind of incidents have you had?
Well, I suppose abuse I'm not going to say a daily basis, but again, it can happen quite a lot. As I said, up to 80 cases a day, so you're dealing with at least 250 cases a week. So even if you looked at 1% of that, if an incident occurred, so I mean, shouting and abuse, and there's litigants in person, and obviously it's a very emotional situation. What's happened in Phoenix House, and I commend the court service for stepping up in relation to that, but I would say the Dolphin House, similar measures need to be put in place at a very minimum.
How typical do you believe among the barrister profession or among the legal profession would your experience have been? Do other barristers have the same stories to tell?
Yes, I can only speak for myself, obviously, but yes, my colleagues, both at the bar and solicitors alike, yes.
And sorry, just go back to where I was asking earlier on. Did you go to the guards?
No, following that event, I did not.
Yeah, and what would have influenced your decision in that respect?
Unfortunately, I suppose it's something you get rather used to, and that's an awful thing to say, and it's not good enough. And I think I need to follow the recommendations and what have come out of the survey and simply say, yes, I need to also report as well as others, encourage others to do so.
Micheál?
Yes, I'd very much endorse that. We're encouraging our members, but we do acknowledge, of course, these are really important issues for barristers who are daily court users, as it were, as professionals. These issues also affect members of the public,
yes,
judges, solicitors, and clients who are in court to deal with their
own situations. Yeah, I mean, there's rough and tumble in the profession inside the courtroom. That's expected. That's sort of, they are the rules of the game,
or
the rules of engagement, so to speak. Did your survey ask the members if they had reported the incidents that would have been serious?
They did, and bluntly, less than 7% of those who had indicated they'd experienced acts of aggression reported such incidents to the authorities.
Mm-hmm. So your advice is maybe do it more frequently.
Do it more frequently, because this is an issue we're taking very, very seriously, and we're asking on Garda Síochána to be involved as well, and that is already underway.
Generally speaking, would you say there are enough Gardaí, you know, present in court? I mean, obviously, if there's criminal cases, they're there to give evidence, and they can act if the need arises. But is the security presence sufficient at the moment, do you think?
No, it's not. And essentially, Dolphin House, again, I can only speak to, but there's other courts, the Bridewell Courthouse, where the childcare courts are at the moment, and other courts around the country as well, and they're ticking time bombs, essentially.
Okay, well, look, we leave it there. Thank you both indeed for coming in. Rachel Baldwin, Family Law Barrister, and Micheál O'Higgins, Bar Council Chair. Thank you both.
Thank you, Sean. We're talking
to Eamon Dunphy about that decision by Declan Rice to declare for England after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.